Blog Talk Radio.
My love reaches way down deep within. How since you were an understanding, there will always be a song for you. I sing one word alone, just can't express my heart's desire. Gratitude for one more day, my peace of sight. Your warm embrace and tenderness, patient with me through all my mess. Come to one conclusion, you are the best. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I will sing, you are great, heart of mine, all honor to you, O King.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are listening to Blog Talk Radio with Reverend Alethea. I am Deacon Avia, and we will open with prayer. But before I begin, I would just like to remind everyone to please put your phones on mute. Thank you so much. we could bow our heads in prayer, please. Dear God of all things, thank you for waking each and every one of us up this morning to see this glorious day. We ask for your continued guidance and daily protection over us and our families. Let us keep our eyes focused on you and be still and know that you are God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And this is the time of our concerns, affirmations, and announcements. I first just want to welcome everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Pavilion of God congregation. And also I want to welcome new listeners, whether this is your first time listening or you've been listening since day one. We just thank you so much for listening. And I just want to tell you a little bit about the Pavilion of God, our vision, our mission, and our motto. Our vision is a world where Goliaths do not prevail. No Goliath in the form of hunger, illness, violence, or injustice of any kind. In a world where the people of God know and trust the promises of God to provide a way of escape through Jesus Christ. Our mission is to share the promises and power of God with the people of God. For God's promises open to victory, no matter the battle. Our motto is Mission Possible, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Connect with us and embrace God and through Jesus Christ by worshiping with us regularly, dedicating or rededicating your life to Christ, by becoming a member of the Pavilion of God and joining one of our wonderful ministries, tithing and giving with a spirit of commitment and generosity, and sharing your gifts and talents through our ministries. We also have a prayer line on Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and 12 noon. The number to dial in is 701-801-1220, followed by the access code, which is 509-296-035#. We would like to thank Deacon Agneta Coleman for her leadership with our prayer ministry. And prayer requests can also be shared one-on-one with Deacon Agneta at 202-462-6799 and Deacon Charles Withers at 202-302-7066. And Deacon Withers also offers his email address, which is cawithers33@gmail.com. Our concerns, continuing to pray for the healing and health for Tony Bass and for Gwinnell and her whole entire family. We are also praying for Kaniqua James, who's recovering from a bone marrow transplant, Michaela, who is in Jamaica, Carol, who is in New York, Tia, who is Gwinnell's niece, and Glendora's cousin, and friends of Diane's who have been diagnosed with COVID-19, and all who have been diagnosed with this disease. We're also praying for those who have made their transition from this life because of COVID-19 and for any other reason, and for comfort for those who are grieving at this time. Our affirmations, let us look in and help whomever we need to help, however God is leading you to help one another with a good word, a smile, or even a happy text. We affirm God's favor and God's miracles. We affirm Minister Daryl Perrier and Minister Helene's preparation for ordination. And we also like to affirm our ministry leadership team, Minister Daryl, Minister Helene, Deacon Avia, Deacon Agneta, Stacy, who's the church administrator, and Reverend Alethea and Baba Charles. And throughout everything that's going on, it's good to know that we still have things to celebrate about. So in the name of Jesus, we claim 2020 as our year of fellowship. And fellowship means following Jesus in all the ways that we can. We also want to celebrate Calvin Mason Gibson, who was born on Wednesday, April 8th, to Mother Pamela Gross and Father Calvin Gibson Sr. We are also celebrating the completion of our Lenten Break Every Chain Bible Study. And on Wednesdays, we will now have a prayer meeting at 7 p.m. on Reverend Alethea Blog Talk Radio Show. It is the same number to call in. Also, we want to celebrate April birthdays. April 2nd is Daryl Perrier's birthday. April 8th, Kofi Minor. April 10th, Olu Williams. April 13th, Elizabeth Fisher. And April 17th, Nazareth Fisher. And again, I just wanted to encourage you all to find things to celebrate during this time. I know it's hard to celebrate, but there are things to celebrate every single day. Announcements. Remember, even though we're listening, we still should bring our Bible and bring a notebook to take any notes and continue to invite friends to listen to Reverend Alethea's Sunday message. Your tithes and offerings may be mailed to the Pavilion of God at 7221 Paper Bark Terrace, Laurel, Maryland, 20707, or you may use PayPal, and the PayPal email is pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com, or you may use the Cash App, which is the $ and Pavilion of God. At this time, you may unmute your phone if you have any other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations.
Hi, well, this is Gwinnell. And,
hi, Gwinnell.
You know, hi. Tony is still in the rehabilitation center. He had had a high temperature Thursday. He has not had a high temperature since then. And his last chest x-ray, is everything is clear. So they told me that Monday we'll probably talk about when scheduling for release.
Very good to hear, Gwinnell. Thank you. We're continuing to pray for you and Tony.
Hi, I'd like to keep the Crowell family lifted in prayer. Their son, Dion, died on this past Monday from the COVID-19, and it was very, very tragic for them. So he has a twin brother. Lots of daughters, lots of nieces and nephews, so I really want to keep them lifted with the Pavilion special prayer line. So if we can keep them lifted, that would be family. That would be wonderful. The Crowell family.
Thank you so much, Gwendor. I'm sorry to hear that. Any other concerns, affirmations, announcements, or celebrations? Okay.
Hello?
Sean.
Yes.
It's Lynette, Gwinnell's cousin.
Oh, hi,
and
Lynette.
How are you?
Well,
I want to thank you very much for praying for my daughter. It's much, much appreciated. And I must say, thank you, Jesus. She's doing good.
Well, that is always
Amen.
Good to hear. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. And, yes, we will continue to pray for Tia. She is family to us. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, announcements, or celebrations?
Yes. Good morning. This is Baba Charles Zoll. I just want to say that I am grateful for today to be able to look out and see that God did not forget to place the sun in its appropriate place. God is the
Amen.
Perfect one. And I am grateful for all of God's blessings, God's favor, and I ask that all of us be committed to follow Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, announcements, or celebrations?
Hello? Hello,
yes,
this is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Yes. I would like to affirm health for Michaela. She has made another milestone. Yesterday was her 20th birthday. And thank God, during the week she was a bit down. She had to go back to the hospital. They did x-rays. But the doctor said they could not keep her. They had to send her back home. But she's hanging on, and we are just praying for her and thanking God. And I'm also thanking the pavilion of God for a constant prayer for Michaela, because I can say prayer works. Thank you all for praying for her. And can you keep doing fine too? And also Trevor, he still have a little cough, but he's much better than he was.
Good to hear.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Carol. And see, even though we were praying for healing, there was a celebration. Michaela turned 20. That is absolutely a celebration. And we've been praying for Michaela for years and years. So it's great to see that she's made it. Yep, about 8 years old. Absolutely. And it is a celebration that we can see that she made it to 20, and she will continue to make it with our prayers and with God on our side. So thank you, Carol, for sharing. I'm glad Kanika is doing well and Trevor as well. Good news, good news.
God is good.
Absolutely, absolutely. Are there any more concerns, affirmations, announcements at this time?
This is Mr. Simmons. I want to say good morning and bless you all.
Hey, Mr. Simmons. How you doing?
Welcome, Mr. Simmons.
Doing fine. Hope everyone's well.
Yes, thank you. Good to hear your voice, Mr. Simmons.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And you're doing okay as well?
Oh, yeah, doing fine. I think I've gained about 15 pounds since I've been home the last two or three weeks.
I think a lot of us have, Mr. Simmons. You're putting us on the spot.
Yep, so that's one good thing about getting that. This is the rest I haven't had in over 40 years.
Exactly. So there is a blessing in that. So thank you, Mr. Simmons.
Yes, indeed. And y'all take care and hope to see you soon, okay?
Absolutely. And continue to listen, because we'd love to have you on, Mr. Simmons. You are a part of our family.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. All right. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, announcements, or celebrations? And if not, I will please ask you to go ahead and mute your phones back. And I will ask Minister Darrell for a prayer of comfort.
Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And please, Darrell, before you start, just making sure that the phones are muted, because I do hear some background noise. So if the phones are muted, that would be excellent. Thank you.
Amen.
Sorry, Darrell.
No worries. Let us pray. Just so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. And oh, for grace to trust in him more. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your goodness, hallelujah, and for your greatness, hallelujah, in our lives. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, for being able to look towards the hills from which cometh our help, hallelujah. Because we know that all of our help, hallelujah, come from you. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, for the privilege, hallelujah, and the opportunity to be able to trust you. Because it is your grace gift to us of faith to be able to trust you. And Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that as we go through life, God, we don't fend merely for ourselves. But God, you rule, hallelujah, and you super rule. Hallelujah, you are the Alpha, hallelujah, and the Omega, the beginning and the end, God and everything in between. Lord, we thank you today that we are not alone. We are never alone, hallelujah. You promise, hallelujah, never to leave us, never to leave us alone. And God,
We thank you today that because we're not alone and your presence is with us, your presence, hallelujah, is making the difference in our lives. Every prayer request, every name that was mentioned, God, we are looking,
hallelujah,
to you. We are looking to you as our help and our strength, hallelujah, the beginning and the end and everything in between. God, we lift up all of the names that were mentioned. We lift up all of the families, the bereaving families, God, the families that have people that are healing and being healed, oh, God. Oh, God, and those, Heavenly Father, God, that are in the midst of tragedies and circumstances, God. We lift it all up to you, oh, God, because you are where our help, hallelujah, and our strength come from. And we are so glad today that we don't face anything by ourselves, but we are indeed looking, hallelujah, towards the hills from whence comes our help, knowing that all of our help, glory to God, come from you. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for the ways that are made. Thank you even for the challenges because you're allowing us to see you do a work, hallelujah, even in our midst with the challenges. God, we thank you today. We thank you for love in our hearts that come from you. Surely we love you, hallelujah, because you first loved us. Hallelujah. God, we bless you, praise your holy name. We thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to believe you, to look to you, to trust in you. Thank you for your word, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, have your way in our midst. And we thank you and we bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Daryl, for that. At this time, I would ask that you open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23 and 24. This is our scripture lesson for the day. And reads, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. And that is the scripture lesson for today, which comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23 and 24. And at this time, we will now listen to You Are God. And after that song, the next voice that you'll hear will be Reverend Alethea to bring today's message. Thank you.
You are God. You are God.
Forever, yes, you reign.
there is none like unto thee, God. We extol you with all praise. And it's our voices that we say, hallelujah. For you are God, you are Lord, and you reign forever and ever. You deny the praises of your people. We give you unreserved praise. We say, you are Lord, you are Lord.
Will hear your message, hear your voice, experience your touch, oh God, and know that you are real. This is my prayer, and I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, it occurred to me, beloved, that so many people of faith and would-be theologians are trying to figure out why this pandemic is happening. They cry, "Why, Lord? Why?" They search the Bible in an attempt to prove one theory or another. You may have been hearing a lot of people say this pandemic is because of this or it's because of that, and some are declaring that this is the end times. And then they go on to try to prove it to you. But is why the real and substantive question that should occupy the minds and hearts of the people of God? Should we be striving to understand and to even apprehend or capture the mind of God, the mind of the Almighty, the mind of the Alpha and the Omega? Is that what we, God's creations, can even do? Is it possible for us to know the mind of God? If and when we think we know the mind of God, wouldn't we be arrogantly raising ourselves to be in many ways equivalent to God? Oh, mercy. You know, humble hearts and humble minds are needed today. Humble hearts and minds maintain the order of the universe. It's humility that positions us to be grateful to the Lord. You know, beloved, humility enables us, as the Word of God says, to know that the Lord is God. It is God who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of, hallelujah, His pasture. You know, it is Solomon in Ecclesiastes who said, "Then I saw all that God has done. No one can comprehend what God, what goes under the sun. Despite all their efforts to search it, no one can discover its meaning. Even if the wise claim they know, they cannot really comprehend it." Thank you, Solomon. In these days and time, we need to know that in spite of the pundits, the doctors, the scientists, and yes, even the theologians, I thank God for the pundits. I thank God for the doctors and the scientists. You know, I thank God for them. We can, we have to know that even with their knowledge, and the wisdom they bring to this moment, they cannot know the why. We can search out the how. We can search out the who. We can search out the what. We can search out the where of this pandemic. But we cannot answer the why. No one can comprehend what goes on under the sun, even the why. Who claim they know, they cannot really comprehend it. Amen? So perhaps our question today, in the midst of this pandemic, ought to be, Lord, my God, what do you want me to do? What lessons do you want me to learn? And how can I serve? How can I be a blessing to others? That ought to be our question. How about asking how you can be a blessing in the lives of others? Amen. How about that being the question you wake up with every day? How can I be a blessing to others? When you look back on this pandemic, months and, yes, even years from today. You know, it's hard for us to imagine months and years from today. But when you look back on it, months and years from today, what will you remember? What will your story be? Will you have been one of the many who said, I have the right to do anything. I don't have to wear a mask. I can go where I want to go. I can do what I want to do. Will you be a one who believed that your needs and your desires superseded the needs and desires of others? That's a difficult question for me to ask and to ponder. You see, I don't like thinking about those who believe themselves to be above or more valuable than others. However, there are many who seriously feel more important than the members of their own family. There are those who feel more important than their neighbors and their coworkers, or simply feel more important than those who look different from them. You know, we all know people like that. You know, the big, mighty ones who are above everybody and everything. Tragically, every day we watch the president of these United States place himself and his needs above the welfare of those he is responsible for in a thousand different ways. Trump believes and bellows, I have the right to do anything. You know, you've heard it. I've heard it. The people in this country, the citizens, have heard him declare that he has the right to do anything. You see, he believes that his needs and his desires supersede the needs and the rights of others, except for the others who he wants to benefit him, to serve him in a thousand different ways. So I'm going to be candid here. I'm going to share what I think and what I feel. You see, I find Trump's beliefs and actions abhorrent. And I'm saying that as a Christian, a follower of Jesus, I'm not condemning the man, his soul. I am saying his beliefs and his actions are abhorrent and not just immoral, but amoral. Because he does not have a moral compass or ascribe to any particular code of ethics. I haven't heard an ethical statement he's made. In the scripture we read, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is edifying. That means it doesn't build you up. No one, the scripture says, no one should seek his own good, but the good of others. Those are not my words. Those are the words in the Holy Word. These scriptures not only elucidate what we know about Donald Trump, these scriptures shine a light on what we know about ourselves. You know, we can do all manner of wrong, but not everything is well with our soul. The Holy Spirit and our conscience convict us when we are unkind to ourselves and unkind to others, when we lie to ourselves and when we lie to others, or when we are abusive physically or mentally to ourselves and to others, or when we steal from ourselves and from others. Did you even know that you can steal from yourself? You can rob yourself of opportunities. You can rob yourself of hope, and you can rob yourself of peace. And our conscience and the Holy Spirit will convict us. It is not edifying for us to steal joy from ourselves. We are indeed free in Christ. Hallelujah. I thank God for the freedom we have in Christ. But with that freedom, we know everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is in alignment with the will of God for our lives, and therefore it doesn't edify us. That means that we can either open our spiritual eyes and ears and honor the truth that is written on our hearts or not. You know, some of us choose to walk around with shut eyes and closed ears and hardened hearts. And you must know some people like that. And hallelujah, and you may have been in that place at times yourself. All of us at times have shut our eyes, and all of us at times have closed our ears, and all of us at times have even hardened our hearts. But no matter how foolish that might be, we have to know that shut eyes and closed ears and hardened hearts allow people to be self-indulgent and self-consumed and unaware of the challenges of others. You see, shut eyes keep people from seeing the suffering of others. Closed ears block out the cries of others. And hardened hearts will not allow you to care about the challenges that others face or even recognize the real impact millions of our sisters and brothers experience because of racial, gender, or social inequity. Shut eyes, closed ears, and hardened hearts dwindle the people of God, siloed and nearsighted and unable to understand how or why their lives are unfulfilled. You know, when you feel empty inside, when you feel that something is missing, I invite you to open your eyes and open your ears and open your heart. Shut eyes, closed ears, and hardened hearts just don't understand that not everything is beneficial. They don't understand that not everything is edifying. Somebody needs to say amen and amen. When I close my eyes, I can't see the path that the Lord has in front of me. When I close my ears, I can't hear the Lord whispering to me. And when I harden my heart, I can't feel the touch of the Holy Spirit. So what guidance does the Word of God offer? The guidance, the direction, the correction is found simply in 1 Corinthians 10. It's so simple. It says no one should seek their own good, but the good of others. Do it for the glory of God. You know, we're quick to say that we are sisters and brothers. You know, we say it without even thinking at times. And when we say we're brothers and sisters, it's like a feel-good sentiment that can surely soften our hearts, but we're also quick to choose who we embrace as a sister and who we embrace as a brother. Amen. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. You know how picky you are. He's not him, but this other person, he's my brother. Oh, she looks a certain way. She's my sister. Brotherhood and sisterhood are not merely sentimental ideals. The inconvenient truth is all of us are born into a divine relationship with one another. Yes, I said all of us, like it or not. Ooh, hallelujah. I got to say Donald Trump is my brother.
Yeah.
It's be more shocking to him than it is to me. Humility maintains the order of the universe, an order that can only be seen with open eyes and open ears and open hearts. Humility positions us to be grateful to the Lord who created us and loves all of us. Humility positions us for gratitude. Humility enables us to know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. Humility enables us to know that we are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. Beloved, God's ways are not our ways. God's ways are indeed higher than our ways. So I remind you not to worry about the why of this pandemic. Rather, seek how you are to grow to know God's will for your life. Thank you, Mr. Simmons. After 40 years, he gets to sit down. Amen. And he gets to wonder. You know, when you got time, you can either worry about how life is going to work out, or you can be grateful that God is holding you and lifting you. I want you to ask God in this time how you can be a blessing in the lives of others. Today, ask that question. During this pandemic, ask that question. When you look back on this pandemic, months and years from today, what will you remember? Will you remember how you offered an encouraging word by phone, an encouraging word by mail, an encouraging word by email? Will you remember how you attended Bible study online, hallelujah, or on the telephone? Will you remember being a part of an online prayer meeting or a virtual Sunday worship service? Oh, hallelujah. What will you remember? Maybe you're one of the millions working on the front lines or behind the front lines serving food. And I know there are members of this Pavilion of God who are taking food to families in need. Or will you remember reading to children or maybe supporting family members in various ways or simply and courageously trying to make ends meet? Would that be your memory? What will your story be? What will your memories reveal? What beneficial changes will you have made in your life? Because now you're sitting with your own stories. You're sitting with your own addictions, your own afflictions. You're sitting with your own sorrows. How will your gifts have been lifted up during this time? Will your family be stronger? Will you have made peace with past mistakes? Oh, beloved, in solitude, you can whisper to the Lord, "Lord, I am so sorry." And the Lord can give you comfort and assurance that everything is okay. Don't miss this opportunity of sitting in your prayer closet and having peace become the stillness and reality of your life. Will you have made peace with your past mistakes? Will you have forgiven old hurts? Will you have discovered 12 steps toward a sober life? Will you have prayed for a friend or a neighbor? Will you have transformed virtual connections into real and heartfelt relationships? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I'm thinking about Carol in New York, who's transforming a work relationship into a heartfelt relationship. Will you be able to close the virtual social gaps with a real and divine commitment to serve and to love in ways that edify you and truly edify who you truly are, what will your story be on the other side of this pandemic? What beneficial changes in your life will you have made? How will you have been edified or lifted up? You are free indeed. And everything is permissible. Everything is lawful, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is edifying. No one should seek only his or her own good, but the good of others. Beloved, choose this day whom you will serve. Choose whom you will serve. Choose whose voice you will hear. Know who holds your tomorrow. Know who holds your hand. You are free. You are free indeed. And everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Not everything is edifying. God wants you to have the light shine upon you. Open your heart. Open your ears. And hallelujah, open your spiritual eyes. This is my prayer. Yes, hallelujah, it's my prayer. This is the word that God has given me today. I pray that you hear something that God is saying to you today, something that God is inviting you into today. Open your heart. Open your mind. This is what the Lord has given me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. Thank you, Reverend Alicia.
Amen.
Thank you for the word. The first question that I place in my heart that you ask, what do you want me to do, Lord?
Yes.
How can I be of service to others?
Yes.
God has been wonderful and gracious.
Hallelujah.
That he has given us this time to sit and evaluate. You can't give what you don't have.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Reverend Olivia, I really thank you for the words of encouragement. Everything is permissible.
Mm.
But the question is it beneficial?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to benefit others, your brothers and your sisters, the community,
mm-hmm.
the world,
mm-hmm.
the brother that slept on the street last night,
yes.
the child that went to bed hungry last night and woke up this morning?
Are we praying for them? Yes.
Those are the questions that we need to ask. Those are the questions that I ask today.
Amen.
Amen. Alexa, resume.
We all have pain. We all have sorrow.
Minister Aline, would you offer the offering, please?
Yes, thank you so much. Everyone, before I start our offering prayer, I just want to remind us that we are able to send our offerings and our contributions to the church so that we can continue the service and the ministry that we are doing currently for each and every one of us. I want to point out that we are able to send any offerings or tithes to the Pavilion of God at through PayPal at pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com or at Cash App through Pavilion of God. Or you can mail your offerings or tithes to 7221 Paper Bark Terrace, Rural Maryland, 20707. And all these things go to support our Blog Talk ministry and the service and ministries of Pavilion of God. Dear God, make me a cheerful giver of all my tithes and offerings. I choose to receive all of your promises and blessings as I am obedient to your word. I pray that you shower favor, blessings, and increase upon me and my church. I am believing for storehouses unlocked, miracles created, anointing, provisions, resources, healings, and souls saved. Let me give with an attitude of gratitude and worship. I have nothing without you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I thank God. I thank God for this worship service, but I don't want to end this service without offering you an opportunity to turn your story around, to fix the eyes of your heart on Jesus, to allow the author and finisher and perfecter of your faith to touch your heart right here and now. So, beloved, I want you to pray with me. Pray with me now if you know the Lord is your personal Savior, and if you don't, pray. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I need you. And I'm humbly calling out to you.
And I'm humbly calling out to you.
Of doing things my
way. Amen.
Help me to do things in alignment with your will for my life.
Amen.
I invite you into my life to be my Lord and my Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen.
We want to thank Amen. You and remember today that we need to lean on you. We need to lean on you. Enable us
Amen.
To go forth to serve God and serve the people. To love God and love the people from this day forth and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
No one
I just might.